Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Whistler, British Columbia, at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Jeff Dill with Stainmaster and Invista. Jeff, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you this morning.
Yeah. How many years you been with Invista Stainmaster?
Kemp, I've been with Invista for 15 years, and I've had a variety of roles both on the retail and on the mill side for our business.
Uh-huh. What's your title now?
I am the Director of Mill and Retail Sales.
So let's talk about Stainmaster just from 100,000 feet for a minute. Tell us how business is.
Business is good. I think 2018 was a successful year with all of our mill partners. We had some great new products, and we got great feedback from our retail partners on those new styles. And we're really excited about 2019. We have over 65 new Stainmaster products coming to market this year from a variety of different mill partners. You'll see a combination of new PetProtect styles from a variety of our mills, as well as new white dyeable styles. So we're really excited about what 2019 can bring to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through the a couple of the core mills that are big supporters of your brand. I know we've got Anderson Tuftect, we've got Dixie, we've got Phoenix, Milliken. Has that got them?
That's close. We've got a few other partners that we've been working with. I'll kind of start from the beginning on 2019. We'll start with A for Anderson Tuftex, and yep. They've got a brand new collection of Stainmaster PetProtect products that they're branding the Unleashed Collection. Moving forward, the Dixie Group, great partners of ours, and we've got a variety of new Stainmaster products throughout their three brands, Dixie Home, Maslin, and Fabrica. Milliken's another great partner, and they continue to develop new Stainmaster styles on their platforms. We've got the Phoenix Group, who I think has seven or eight new Stainmaster products this year. We've also got new products from Stanton, from Gulistan, Beaujeu Canada, Unique. I think I hit all those.
Okay, yeah. All right. So you mentioned a minute ago that the format of this Nylon 6-6 product is either a solution dyed, which you call PetProtect, and then it's white dyeable, which I think you sell in varying different brands. How does that break out? Is that about 50-50?
Yeah, Kemp, great question. We've really been following the market as it's continued, I think, to shift more towards solution dyed. Our business today is very close to about a 50-50 split between white dyeable and solution dyed. Our white dyeable products today we're bringing to market under our General Stainmaster brand, as well as our Stainmaster Livewell brand. So the way we've kind of positioned it is all of our Stainmaster products have a standard performance, and then if you want to elevate and add allergen release benefits to your carpet, you can upgrade to Stainmaster Livewell. Then you move over in our solution dyed platform, and almost all of our solution dyed yarns are used to make Stainmaster PetProtect carpets.
If we look at the hierarchy of carpet fiber today, you see very little polypropylene. You know, I guess as you go from bottom to top, you've got the PET fiber, you've got nylon 6, and then nylon 6-6. And we see where the CRI numbers are showing us carpet. Overall sales volume is flat. The actual unit is down potentially as much as 4%. So where 6-6 is used today is kind of in the upper end of the business, right?
Yeah, I think so, and you can see that with some of the mill partners that we're working with today. But we think at the end of the day that nylon 6-6 makes the best carpet fiber, which ultimately makes the best carpet out there, and we're going to continue to support nylon 6-6.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your parent company and where their focus is, because, you know, when you start looking at the engineered polymer business and you start thinking about nylon 6-6, I mean, that polymer is used in car parts, and I'm not talking about fan shrouds and, you know, typical injection low performance areas. I'm talking about differential housings and intake manifolds. And so when you start thinking about where all Invista can sell nylon 6-6, there's some competition out there. And is carpet still an important market for Invista?
Absolutely, Kemp. No doubt that nylon 6-6 has certain features and benefits that create value across different market segments. We're committed to the nylon 6-6 value chain. As you know, we're fully integrated back through raw materials that we use to make nylon 6-6 polymer. And we just recently announced $1 billion expansion to build a new plant over in China. I think we're expecting groundbreaking to happen sometime next year on that, and hopefully be up and running in 2022, which is really going to help expand our capacity to service those markets. And those investments obviously give us more capacity to be able to continue to serve the carpet fiber market, which is important to us.
Mm-hmm. So Stainmaster is probably one of the best known unaided brand names in certainly the carpet section of the business. Are you continuing to try to build that brand name so that the consumer continues to hear a hum about Stainmaster?
We do, Kemp. Typically, when folks think of innovation, they think of product innovation. That's the most common way, I think. But one of the ways that we can continue to try to innovate is to tell our story to the consumer and to the trade in different and unique ways. And so one of the things we've been really shifting our focus to here more recently is our partnership with influencers. And we've got a variety of different folks that we're using and leveraging product placements in other area. We've just announcing here at the NFA this week, we've got a show called Rustic Renovations that's going to air in March, and they're going to feature Stainmaster product on their renovation show here on the A&E channel.
Mm-hmm. And we just ran a news story that Maggie was had been promoted, and you've got a new lady, Brooke, that's come in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Brooke Brown just announced she's going to be the Vice President of Residential. And really, her role's going to be to really drive our strategic initiatives for our residential business, and that's going to include our national accounts, our mill sales, our retail customers, as well as our branding. So she's going to have responsibilities in all of those areas, and she's got a team of people, including myself, that are going to report up to her. So we're excited to have Brooke. She's been with Invista for 6 years, I believe, started out in our rugs business, and really the last couple of years has a heavy hand in influencing our national accounts and channel strategies.
All right, let's talk about this relationship you have with the NFA. I mean, a lot of these members are actually Stainmaster Flooring Centers, so this is an important group for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. We truly value our partnership with the NFA and the opportunity to come here and engage with these folks a couple of times a year. We talk to them about some of the activities that we're doing, but I think this is a group. They're innovators in the market. They're market leaders in many of their areas, and they help us envision new ways to innovate and bring products to them. And so just the back and forth dialogue that we get in a setting like this is invaluable. And it's really a very efficient way to get a lot of feedback on things that we're working on and hear from them for our leaders.
They sell better in goods, and that's where Stainmaster lives, right?
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes these guys successful in their market is their commitment to better in products. And so, what, as you mentioned earlier, many of these NFA members are SFC partners and have been for a number of years, and we certainly value that partnership.
All right, Jeff, it's good to catch up with you. Again, we're talking to Jeff Dill with Invista Stainmaster at the NFA meeting, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.